little brother. He's not so little anymore. He lives in California on our country's western shore. He had a little incident earlier this year. Now he's on some medications, causing him aggravation and all kinds of complications. I'm not supposed to mention constipation. And now he's got CRS. Can't remember something. CRM. Can't remember nothing. CRM. Can't remember most things. Can't remember what that S stands for. The other day, he called me on my cell phone. I said, hello. He replied, who's this? The good news is, he said, you sound familiar. The bad news is, I don't know why I called you or who this phone belongs to. He's got CRS. Can't remember something. CRN. Can't remember nothing. CRM. Can't remember most things. Can't remember what that S stands for. Well, he's here for a short visit. You might see him around town. If you don't see us with him, would you kindly flag him down? Drive right up to him, roll down the window in your car, and ask him most politely, but ever so directly, this very important question. Does your mom know where you are? 'Cause he's got CRS. Can't remember something. CRM. Can't remember nothing. CRM. Can't remember most things. Can't remember what that S stands for. Well, I'm sure we all know someone who suffers from this too. Your mom, your dad, your cousin, or that girl right next to you. You know she's married to your brother. She went to school with you. You can't recall her name. Maybe you have got it too. It's called CRS. Can't remember something. CRN. Can't remember nothing. CRM. Can't remember most things. Can't remember what that S stands for. Does anyone know what that S stands for?
Enough to get that other stuff.